you.
Do we have Jimmy called in?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Okay. We all set, Mandy?
Yes.
Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, the 14th of May, 2020. This is an extension of the Curie Beach Emergency Management Meeting. May I have a motion to continue?
Make a motion that we continue the emergency management meeting for Curie Beach.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, should be a relatively short meeting today. Let's do a quick update from the department heads. Chief Bowden.
Good afternoon. Just real quick on parking. Depending on what happens with the rest of the parking, I'd like to talk about ending Lanier's contract on Sunday, May 17th, and going back to just the town doing it, if that's good with you guys.
If you're comfortable with it, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to, I don't know what they could really do, of course, unless we keep stuff blocked off.
Yeah.
After today, and I won't know until after this meeting, but whatever you guys decide.
Well, I'm not going to propose any changes to what we passed, so half of the public beach accesses will be blocked off this weekend, and I guess we'd meet on Monday to decide what we're going to do about them for next week to see how it went.
Well, do you want to handle that, Chief? I mean, if you feel, I mean.
I think if everything's blocked off and it's not decal only, I think we can manage it and return the golf cart and stop their services for now.
Okay. That's good enough for me. Any questions?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I support the chief.
Well, I was kind of hoping we would keep them until the Monday of Memorial Day, but just to. Because I just have a feeling. Even my walk today, I saw a lot of vehicles that were at empty houses that had been at empty houses for weeks. So people are already here. So I was just thinking it might be nice to have that extra help in case we are completely overrun through the Monday of Memorial Day, just as a deterrent and cease it at that time.
Well, I think the issue and the chief's issue is how do we give them instructions to enforce? Because, so when you say, in a marked space with or without a decal, that's pretty easy for a contractor. If you say, you know, on the public right of way in front of a home, if the homeowner's okay with it, that's pretty hard, and that really needs one of our police officers that understand all the issues of the town to deal with that kind of parking. And that's the parking we're going to have a problem with, I think, if we do. So I don't know that Lanier's going to be able to help the chief. Chief, I'll let you.
Yeah, I don't think so in that regard. If you'd like to keep them, they're more than willing to come back Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of Memorial Weekend as a deterrent. But I just, I'm not sure as a...
Yeah, that might be a good split in the middle. Tell them we just want them for Memorial Day, the 3 days of the weekend, Joe, if that makes you feel better.
No, it's whatever, but I just...
Well, there is some deterrent value to having them ride around with parking in a golf cart. People do see that, and they don't break some of the rules that they might otherwise break. I tend to agree with Joe on that. I just don't know. I don't know how valuable that deterrence is for the cost per day. Because you gave us a cost per day. I can't remember what it was.
It's a little over $19 an hour.
Yeah, so.
See, I'd be willing to, if we don't need them, if you say you don't need them, let you make the call.
I'm with you, Alan, I think.
So, what are we talking about here? 3 days over the Memorial Day weekend? Is that what the general conclusion is?
Saturday, Sunday, Friday, or something?
I think Saturday, Alan Sunday said he was in favor of letting the chief make the call.
I'll let the chief make the call.
I'm kind of with him, I think. Okay. If the chief says that's valuable, then I'm up for it. If he says it's not, then I'm fine.
Okay.
Okay. So what do you think?
Chief, it's your decision.
Yeah.
We can give them 48 hours notice to get out of the contract. I'd like to wait. If you guys are good with it, we'll wait until Sunday and see how bad it is this weekend and then play it by ear.
That's fair. It's more than fair.
And you have the authority to make the decision.
Good. The other thing is the message board that we've rented is due to go back Tuesday the 19th. The only thing it has on it now is our general beach information. It's posted all on our beach access. I don't think we need that anymore. I'd like to go ahead and return that on Tuesday as well.
I think I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah, I would support that, Chief.
Okay. We still have two. We have ours, and we mm-hmm. have one that the emergency management people gave us, so we can put those in different spots too. And the last thing is, I spoke with our attorney, Troy Slaughter, for our appeals, and made sure that he looked over the parking stuff, and he was good with it. So he is, and we're on track. So we have quite a few appeals coming up.
Yeah, of course.
Did you talk to him about when he thought he would be available? We said after the state of emergency, but I don't know when that's going to end, actually. I know some people want
it. It's going to take several days to do it. I think there's 50 so far.
Good.
So.
Yeah.
If they show.
Out of how many?
I don't have a total number, but it's a little over 100. It's probably somewhere from 130 to 150.
So about a third of people. Yep.
And that's all I have today.
Any other questions for Chief? Okay, thank you.
Public comment on this topic, if you want to go ahead.
Sure.
From an email. It's from Lori Bone, 205 Settlers Lane. Hi, Mandy. If our officers are focused on parking, how will that affect others' duties when the tourist population increases?
Go ahead, Chief.
We're always focused on parking. We're always focused on everything else, too. It is nice to have Lanier and here for parking, but they've only done a certain section of town, and my guys have still had to help them because of the high volume of traffic. So it won't affect us.
Right.
Okay, thanks, Chief.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Chief Kennedy on the line.
I can't see names. I can only see numbers.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm here. Here.
Okay.
Yes, he is. Yes.
Anything to report, Chief?
Most days the beach has been fairly quiet. There's been quite a few more people that have come to the beach since the weather's been nice. But our guards have not been experiencing any problems. Because everyone's kind of being responsible on the general social distancing guide. On a good note, they have been seeing quite a bit of sea turtles up here. I'll share that bit of information.
Okay. Any questions for Chief Kennedy?
Yes, sir.
Chief Kennedy, are you in the office tomorrow?
Yeah, come
on. I am not in the office tomorrow. But I'm around in Curry Beach, so anytime you need me to be up there, I can be there.
Okay, I'd like to show you the latest on the coin.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Chief. Arlen?
Nothing new for finance.
Nothing new for finance. Okay. Nikki?
Nothing new tonight.
Okay. Jim, are you on the phone? Public Works?
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, anything to report? How things look out there?
Everything's good. But asked us to open up parking. I saw our ground practice. And we will open the health block.
Yeah, Jimmy said you're breaking up. I'll paraphrase since we talked today. He said everything's good, which is good to get that. We will be opening the parking for the plan tomorrow morning.
Right.
So our state of emergency is at 12 p.m., so we'll start opening it tomorrow morning. He has people assigned for that. And unless council wants to change anything, we're ready with the police department for the agreed 50% parking for the public beach accesses and removing all the signage up K Avenue except in front of the restaurants for 30-minute pickup.
Okay. All right.
Any questions? Yeah, we got to work on the phone with Mandy, too. I don't know what's up with that.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's breaking. Yeah. Did I cover you properly, sir?
I did, sir. You sure did.
Okay. Any other questions for Jim? Thanks, Jim.
Yes, sir.
Administration, Mandy.
None?
Okay. I guess that covers our crew.
John Bielman.
Sorry, John?
John Batson.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, John was not in the room and I missed it.
He has nothing to report.
Nothing to report? Okay. All right, so we've gone through that. Governor was on today. Alan, I know you saw that. I had the opportunity to see that. You want to just give us a quick description on how the measurements look for North Carolina?
Yeah, everything seems to be, we've only got one area that they're having some issues with. That's the cases that are, the number of cases are going up each day, but there's more testing going on. So that was only X, a red mark that we received. They're having, the only trouble with PPEs are the gowns, but everything else is in good shape. And I think we're doing a good job in North Carolina, and just I think it's kind of a give us a status, and they didn't really have a whole lot else to say today about it. But we are trending in where phase two should go on, and should have more information next week about what we're doing.
Yeah, he really did not telegraph moving into phase two on the 22nd. Though I think they were. There were some implications that was quite very possible.
So optimism there that we would go into it, but he didn't go into any details or anything.
Okay, David, I know you sent four questions to the other mayors and to the emergency folks as to what the plan was, but we really don't have a response back from them on how they were going to manage things unless you have received something.
Yeah, so, well, I think you might have got copied on. So David Howard, the health director assistant for New York County Public Health, responded back to the questions about the bathrooms. So for those on the call that didn't listen to our last meeting, we are opening the public bathrooms tomorrow at noon. And the question that the public works director and I were tasked with finding out is, what are the requirements for the bathroom? Right now, the guidance from the state of North Carolina and New Hanover County is to follow CDC guidance. And the CDC guidance is, it lists specific disinfectants, which we will use. It says a minimum of once a day or more if possible. We are working with a contractor to have that bathroom cleaned three times a day. We typically cleaned it twice a day. So last year or whenever we had the bathroom open, Public Works had done it twice a day. So now we're gonna do it three times a day. And then I have a name with Public Health to discuss this issue more with tomorrow. Alicia Pickett, who is the supervisor for food, lodging, and institutional permitting and environmental health, Public Health Division. So I'll be talking with her tomorrow. But we're going to exceed the CDC requirements. We also got us on posting. So Mandy and Jimmy will work together to post on all four of the bathroom doors, the CDC recommended posting for that. That'll be posted as well. So I think the town's covered from the liability and responsibility part of maintaining a public bathroom based on the guidance we're given at this time. And if it changes, I'll let council know. And then Mandy, are we good with the contract, or is Public Works responsible for the weekend? So we have contractors.
We have them for 7 days a week.
Right.
Twice a day. So it'll be Public Works cleans them first thing in the morning and opens them at 8. And then they come in around noon and around 5.
Yep.
And then
our police department closes them at
9.
And those bathrooms are closed at what time, Mandy?
9 p.m.
Okay. You got sun down about 8:21, I guess, somewhere around there. Usually in season. So that's why the bathrooms are open a little longer.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. But Public Works will open first thing, and we'll do our disinfectant first thing in the morning, and then the contractors will come around noon and around 5 p.m. for the second and third clean. That is well beyond the stated, any requirements I could find, and if those change, I'll let council know, and we will follow the guidance from the Public Health Department for public bathrooms.
Okay. There was some interaction with restaurant owners today and some of the business folks, but nothing. It's kind of discussions on what's going to happen on the 22nd. So everybody's waiting for that direction from the governor. Are there any pieces of information that council wants to bring up or any remarks you would like to make?
Did we get a definitive answer on what what the state park is doing this weekend?
I think they were not going to open until the 22nd, but then I saw a text or an email, and I'm not sure if it was from, I'm looking at Chief Bowden, but it may have been Chief Kennedy. I'm not sure where it came from that said they had pulled that in. So yeah,
to the 15th.
From Chief Kennedy. Right. I spoke with Stan Register.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there's, thanks, Chief.
I spoke with the park ranger. They're opening up at 8 a.m. on Friday, this Friday.
There you go.
All right. Does that include the beach?
Yes, sir. That'll be everything. The pedestrian beach, the bathrooms are already open, and the four-wheel drive beach is already open as well.
All right.
That includes Battle Lake Park?
Chief, what?
Battle Lake Park's different. Are they going to open the park?
Battle Lake Park is part of the historic state park. It's hard to talk over there, isn't it?
That's right. Go ahead, sir.
You talk to Stan.
You're going to have to move your chair closer.
I talked to him last week, or earlier this week. I'm not sure which one it was now. He was supposed to open up on Saturday, but it would have messed up the park rangers. It would have had just a tremendous amount of people in there and going out on the park, so they changed it to, I'm guessing, on Friday with the others.
Okay.
This Friday being tomorrow or next Friday, the 20th?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure now.
Okay. Well, we can ride down there and see. We're not exactly sure, Al.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments, guys? No, John?
No.
Joseph?
Nope.
David?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How many folks are on the phone, Mandy?
We are at 51.
Okay. We can take, we'll take a few questions if anybody has a question, or you can send the question in to Mandy, and she'll read it. If not, everybody will get to go home a little earlier.
Hi, this is Barbara Dunia.
Yeah, could you repeat your name? You're close to your phone, so it's pretty loud.
Okay, this is Barbara Dunia.
Yes, your address?
We've lived here for about 10 years. 337 Belfort Center. We did notice when we moved here, there was a fine that was supposed to implement for dogs and feet. I know you guys have a lot to deal with. I heard a lot of complaints from locals, a guy last week's meeting commented on it. I sure hope you're not taking down that great sign I saw from the Dow Road before I got to the fire station, no dogs allowed. I know a lot of it's locals that don't care and know they're not to be fined. And a fine after five. Every day, certain people go to the beach with their dog. And somebody told me once. Nobody enforces it. Nobody's going to find me.
Ma'am, I think that's not totally true. Chief, how many dog fines did we give in the last 2 weeks?
We wrote 12 on Sunday.
12 on Sunday?
And one was a resident, and he got 4.
So okay.
It's hard for us to catch because we're
on the street,
so.
Yeah. So to answer your concern, I would say that when we see them, we do give them tickets. But I would tell you, it's like when you see the police car on the side of the road, nobody speeds. So it's a little bit of enforcement when we're there. When we're not there, people try to take advantage of it. But some get caught, and hopefully they pass it on. It is not a cheap fine.
Yes, thank you. I know it's not a cheap fine.
So?
But the locals know that it's 5 after 5. Nobody's going to stop them.
Okay.
And I found dog traps in front of my path many times. And a lot of people that come to the ocean and rent oceanfront houses say, oh, I didn't know. You know, get focused. I mean, they're not following the rules. The locals know the rules. And I know you have a lot to deal with COVID, but it's been brought up during the last month and a half of meetings by people on the phone, and I'm just tired of it.
Okay, we will...
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
No problem. We'll continue to monitor.
I have a question.
Okay. Is it related to the emergency situation?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Go ahead then.
Well, my name's Gigi Larrick. I live on Settlers Lane. My question is, after seeing the photographs this afternoon of all the cars lined up coming over the bridge, I'm concerned about tourists invading our beaches, our grocery stores, coming from far and wide, bringing the virus with them. And I guess my question is twofold. Are you concerned, particularly about our food availability? And it was my understanding from 2 weeks ago that hotels, et cetera, short-term rentals would not be opened until after the governor went into phase two. So I wasn't sure why we did that early.
Yes, ma'am, I'll be glad to answer that. So the governor's office responded to our request to clarify what phase one and stay at home meant. And the clarification was that it did not impact short-term rentals or hotels and motels. They were allowed to be open. Shrew Beach then responded, as most of the other beaches, to open those because the governor's not closed them, and we didn't want to expose the town to the liability of the lawsuits that are going to be coming in this issue. The second issue about food availability, I think that's a reasonable concern. Both Food Lion and Publix were informed by Caroline Beach and Curie Beach that short-term rentals were changing. They say that their supply chains are fine. The restaurants in Curie Beach were talked to this weekend before we made the change on Monday, and they say they are ready to respond to our visitors. And if you go to our website and look at the note that we asked all short-term rentals and hotels to send out to the incoming visitors, we recommended that they bring food with them and they bring paper products because they could potentially be in short supply. So the town is aware of the issue and concern.
What about the risk of people coming from other states, and particularly in areas where the virus is maybe not under control, coming into our areas? I've noticed, for instance, the Food Lion employees are not even wearing masks, which makes me very concerned.
I certainly understand that. I think that just like we said in our communications, we as individuals have to own our personal safety and make changes to how we do things in response to the environment. There are travel restrictions for people that are sick, but no one's enforcing them. If you've looked at what's happened, at least in our state, the stay-at-home order had no teeth to it the entire time we went through this issue. There have been people that have driven down the entire time there was a stay-at-home order. And as far as I could find, no highway patrolman wrote anyone a ticket for not staying at home under that order during the entire time. And except for in Michigan and the city of New York and small parts of California, the orders are not really being enforced in any other state as well. So the risk is a real risk. I think you have to take the right...
We also, I would tell you, we were also concerned about what was going on with our neighbors. And the May 6th data on cases per day by state, we reviewed that. We looked at every one of our neighbors. Every one of our neighbors was in a significant downturn on their cases per day, actually much more than North Carolina. The only change to that was really Tennessee, which was kind of plateauing the same way we are. Then we looked at our primary customers, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, New York, and some of the others, and they seem to be on a very positive trend as well. There's some things we can control, some things we can't, but we are reviewing data. We're trying to do the best things that we can do based on the information. Things do seem to be moving in the right direction. We are communicating with our business owners and asking them to make sure their guests know what to expect. We've sent them the rules based on the way we have parking. We're doing what we can, and I guess the rest is going to be up to us individually. But we share your concerns. We just can't legislate them away.
Well, I understand, and I have back your issues with your way you handled the situation with your this is the first time we've seen traffic like we've seen today coming across the bridge, and now in Memorial Day, I think it's going to be a true test. And my fear is we're going to see fire spikes greatly increase. I agree, everybody has to take care of themselves. I will be staying home, but eventually I've got to go get food, and I hope there's some left. Thank you anyway for your attention.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, make a motion we continue this meeting to 5:50 on Monday. That our meeting starts at 6 on Monday, right? Yeah, 5:50 p.m. on Monday. What day of the week? May what? 18th.
Second.
So 5:50 on Monday, and a second. Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all, ladies and gentlemen on the line. I appreciate the fact that you dial in to determine what's going on with our town. Hope you all have a good evening.
Good evening.